You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. Rocker is here as well. Max Inc. Heavy coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. That's the best rock and metal. It's a little punk in there as well. 10 to midnight with Rocker, Max Inc. Heavy. Right now, we're joined by Mary from Noah's Ark Pet Center on North Sherman Avenue. Brand new sponsor for Max Inc. Radio, supporting local music. Mary, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello there. Glad to be here.
We're glad you're here as well. Thank you very much. And I got to tell you, on a personal level, I was very excited that you were coming on the show tonight and talking, and so we could talk about Noah's Ark Pet Center. For those of us that may not be familiar with your store on Madison's North Side, kind of give us a little history. How did Noah's Ark Pet Center start?
Well, it started back in 1969. The original owner and her husband were married, and they had a small store. It was sort of a fish store part of it, and he had a garden center part of it. And when they got divorced, they split it, and he went on his merry way, and she got the fish store part of it. So she started the original store at the corner of North Sherman and Commercial, mm-hmm. which then eventually moved down the street for a few years across from the high school, Shabazz, where Trendsetters is, and then eventually moved to the corner of North Sherman and Commercial on the other side where the Bear and Bottle is now. They have torn our building down, so you can't see it anymore. And we were there for 30 years, and then we moved up to the corner of Aberg and North Sherman about 7 years ago.
And your new store at 1289 North Sherman is absolutely beautiful. I'm supposed to ask you about Joseph. He's your business partner. How did you and Joseph get together?
Well, I started working at the store and in 1986, and Joe started there in 1988, and we became friends, and we've worked together for about a million years, it seems. We've become close friends. Lots of people think we're married because we sort of talk to each other like a married couple. We're not, but he's much younger than I am anyway. So, so we have become partners in the business. When the owner retired 7 years ago, she didn't want to move up the street to where we are now, and so she just decided to retire, and we said, well, she wasn't at the store very much anyway. Everybody thought we already owned it, so we said, well, we might as well just bite the bullet and buy the store. So that's what we did, and here we are today.
Here we are. Mary from Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue. Let's talk about some of the products you have in store, Mary. Let's start with rescue kittens. Every time, that's the best part about going to Noah's Ark Pet Center. When you walk in the door, there's kittens everywhere.
That is true. We do rescue kittens from the high kill shelters in Kentucky, in Arkansas, Indiana. We have one up by Wausau we work with, and we take the kittens in. We do the surgeries, spay or neuter. We leukemia test them, vaccinate them. Our vet checks them out. They're treated for parasites, ear mites, upper respiratory, whatever they need treatment for, and then we find homes for them. Mm-hmm. And our big sort of niche in life is that we let them loose in the store. So it's kind of, watch where you're walking when there's the height of kitten season, because there's anywhere between 10 and 15 kittens running around in the store. So if you like cats, you'll love our store.
Right.
And people come in, oh, I've had a bad day, or I just got a divorce, or I'm not been feeling too well. And they come in, they hold a few kittens, they pet a few kittens, and it's great therapy.
It is.
It seems like I've seen a lot of younger people, almost like college student types, coming in there often to pet the cats in the little cat room there.
Yes, absolutely. They do it all the time. People come in with their kids, their families. They come in and they'll sit in the chairs and spend, half an hour to an hour just petting kittens and talking to other people. And it's a nice family atmosphere and kind of a homey type atmosphere, and people feel welcome to come in and hang out.
Now, if you only had chocolate and beer, no one would ever leave.
Yeah, right. Chocolate we can have. The beer, not so much.
Got to keep the chocolate away from the cats, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You also have a great line of organic pet food for both cats and dogs. Talk about that.
Right. We have a lot of different kinds of pet foods. All of them are top-of-the-line foods. We don't carry any byproduct-type products. We carry ones that are human-grade ingredients, meat as the main ingredients, very high-quality foods. We carry frozen foods, freeze-dried foods, dry foods, kibble-type foods, and treats of all kinds to go along with it for both dogs and cats. And if they have a specific problem, like a sensitive stomach or skin issues or digestion of any kind, or you know, elderly cats, younger cats, we have or dogs, we have things for all ages.
I know when I had my dog Mott's, I was buying my food there, and you had the I think it was like buy 10 get one free kind of punch card.
We still do that. It's 12 and buy 12 and get one free now, but we still have that, and that really makes a lot of people come in and they really want to make sure we mark their cards so they get credit, and it's an exciting day when you get your free bag.
It is. I can testify to that.
Definitely.
Mary from Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, right on the corner of Sherman and Aberg, North Sherman and Aberg. There's grooming facilities there, too. You have two groomers. You have Patty and Kelly, both lots of years and years of experience. How do people get in there to get a grooming job done?
Well, they would get a call and make an appointment. Patty doesn't do too many. She's gotten to where she's getting closer to retirement, so she's cut back on her grooming. But Kelly has recently started there. She's had 9 years experience and moved here from Michigan, and people have just been raving about the job that she does. She does all breeds, and Patty does also. And people are very happy with the job she's done. They're booked out about 3 to 4 weeks now, mm-hmm. because it's summer almost, and people have let their dogs go over the winter, and they haven't had them groomed, and now they want to get them cleaned up, or they want to get them short when it turns warmer. So we're doing all we can, and we are grooming basically 6 days, sometimes 7 days a week, 6 days a week for the most part. And then we have Carla, who is also a groomer there, who is a cat groomer only. And she does cat grooming every other Saturday. She alternates with Kelly on Saturdays. And Carla does usually about six cats every Saturday. And we generally, with cats, don't give them a bath, because what cat likes a bath? Not too many.
That's not a job I want. Nope.
Yeah, and we have the owner stay with the cat, and we generally give them what we call a lion cut, where we leave the head and mane, sort of, shave the body, and leave the tail, leave the legs, and sort of blend it in. Many cats don't like to be groomed, or they're matted, because they have been neglected, or they shed a lot, and people don't want all the hair around. So we shave those down generally. And the cats really don't mind it a bit. Some cats don't. Some do. But once they're done, they feel so much better, especially if they've had mats, because they don't have those mats pulling on them, and they kind of feel enclosed in this sea of mats covering their fur. So,
and it's not healthy for the skin at all.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not.
Mary, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, telling us about Noah's Ark Pet Center. And more importantly, thank you so much for your support of our local music show tonight. We really appreciate you.
I just want to say one more thing. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. We also do sell tropical fish, and we also sell small animals, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, that sort of thing. And then we have supplies for all of the various animals. So just want to put that in.
Full service pet center on Madison's north side. Full service grooming, organic food, tropical fish,
rescue
kittens. Yes.
Rescue kittens, small animals, and supplies for everybody.
So the address is 1289 North Sherman Avenue. You can search for Noah's Ark Pet Center on Facebook, and the website is noahsarkpetcenter.net. Stop inside, say hello to the kitties. Don't let them outside. Get in and get out.
Oh, definitely not.
Right.
Definitely not let them outside, for sure.
Mary, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great night, okay? Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, bye now.
Oh, that's awesome. Rescue kittens. Some Rascal Theory right now. This is Cup of Tea on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. Radio for the people.
Something, maybe ask you guys to be a better. How you guys feeling? All right, we want to say thank you to the dancers. We're gonna thank you a couple more times tonight if you keep doing it. For sure.
Who let him in here?
I don't know. All right, now we want to tell you we get you real quiet.
Hey, baby. Baby, don't need nobody else, 'cause I can please you, baby, better than you can please yourself. Hey, baby, I can make you feel alright. You know, I'll make you feel alright.
Mr. Kane, listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Seems right through me.